Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to first express our gratitude to the two coordinators, Germany and Lebanon, for their excellent work over the last year. Norway has a particular focus on the protection of civilians against weapons and explosives during and after conflict in our humanitarian strategy. This engagement derives from our obligations as a state party to the disarmament conventions, not least the CCM, also known as the Oslo Convention. Norway has a long history of support to mine action efforts in many countries. Currently, we are supporting clearance activities, capacity building, victim assistance, and risk education in 20 countries, in addition to support for advocacy and the universalization of the convention. Once again, we would like to highlight the importance of country coalitions to exchange best practices and build national capacities. Interventions from states parties with obligations under Article 4 this week has demonstrated the continued need for financial and practical support to clearance and destruction of cluster munition remnants. As we all know, the Russian war of aggression in Ukraine deeply affects funding to the mine action sector globally. We are glad to be in a position to be able to uphold our funding to mine action at the same level, in addition to new efforts in Ukraine. Norway increased its support to Ukraine substantially in 2022. We fully understand the difficult financial situation for donors as well as affected states. We are impressed with the mine action operators and NGOs for their innovative solutions for secure funding, as described by the representative from the UK. Norway has strengthened our cooperation with partners through more strategic and multi-annual agreements with a more flexible funding modality to facilitate more efficient use of the funds available in their cooperation with mine action authorities. We encourage other donor states to look into more effective ways for cooperation to secure sufficient funding. Finally, we would also like to remind all that in addition to the crucial work in the most affected states, it is also important to look at the states close to the finishing line. We celebrate Bosnia-Herzegovina's achievement again this year, and we hope that we will be able to celebrate more states free of anti-personnel mines, cluster munitions, and other explosive ordnance from war in the near future. Thank you, Mr. President.